When he broke the fifth seal, I saw an altar, and under it were the souls of those martyred for preaching God's word. I watched as he broke the sixth seal.
Sun shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Shall be darkened and the moon turned to
sun. Run, sinner man, run, sinner man, run. Hide, hide, hide.
God's wrath has come to the earth like a flood.
The stars shall fall down from the heavens all around.
And the mountains shall be moved and crumble to the ground.
Run, sinner man, run, sinner man, run.
Hide, hide, hide.
The heavens shall roll up like a scroll in the sky.
And every man will try to hide from God's searching eye.
Run, sinner man, run, sinner man, run.
Hide, hide, hide.
Run, sinner man, run, sinner man, run.
Hide, hide, hide.
And then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. They had been given power to harm the earth and sea. Then another angel ascended from the rising sun with the seal of the living God and called out to the four angels.
Do not harm the earth or the sea, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
And I heard the number of the seal. 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the sons of Israel. After this, I saw people from every tribe and nation and tongue standing before the Lamb. They are those who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
See, in this world you can be free. You can live in the shelter of my arms.
the seventh seal was broken. There was silence in heaven, for the citizens were awed by the next terrible plagues that were to be unleashed upon the earth. Then I saw seven angels stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood with a golden censer and was given incense to mingle with the prayers of the saints before the throne. And the smoke of the incense rose with the prayers of the saints before God. And the first angel sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burnt up, and a third of the trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were smitten, so that a third of them might be darkened, and the day might not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. And I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven, which had fallen to earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth, and power was given them, as scorpions of the earth have power. And they were told that they should not hurt any grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And in those days, men will seek death and will not find it, and they will long to die, and death flees from them. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released, so that they might kill a third of mankind. And the number of the armies of horsemen was 200 million. And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book which was open, and he placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he cried out with a loud voice, as when the lion roars. And when he cried out, seven peals of thunder uttered their voices. And when the seven peals of thunder had spoken, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven,
"Seal up the things which the seven peals of thunder have spoken, and do not write them. Go, take the scroll which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and the land.
Take it and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. You must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings."
And there was given to me a measuring rod like a staff, and the angel stood saying,
"Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it, and leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given unto the nations. and they shall tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days clothed in sackcloth. If any man would desire to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies.
Repent, for the day of the Lord
Repent
is near.
Repent, for the day of the Lord is near. Sound the alarm, all ye people, hear. A day of darkness, a day of gloom. Those who rebel, his wrath will consume.
What do you mean, you stinking hippie? Whose wrath are you talking about?
What's all this repent garbage?
Yeah, who do they think they are?
Eternal judgment shall God impart.
Eternal judgment shall God impart.
Rend not your garments, but your heart. Return unto the righteous Lord. Believe you people in the Lord's word.
Where'd those creeps come from anyway?
Who do you think you are talking to us about judgment?
I'm sick and tired of all that Jesus talk.
Yeah, I thought all those Jesus freaks were gone. What rock did these two crawl out from under?
Let's get them.
Yeah, come on.
You can't harm us till God's time is right. We come to warn you and we won't be quiet. We won't be quiet. If anyone would harm us, he is doomed to die. We have power to destroy you, so you'd better not try. You'd better not try. We have the power to shut up the sky, so no rain will fall and your crops will die. Your crops will die.
We have power to bring plagues to earth at our will. We'll change your water into blood, for our power is real. Our power is real.
God didn't send his son to judge the world, but that through him the world might be saved. The world might be saved.
You bring judgment on yourselves by refusing to accept the gifts of love and life he gave. The life he gave.
We've come to warn you, you'd better get straight and seek the Lord before it's too late. Before it's too late.
When their work of witness was completed, the beast came up out of the pit and went to war with them. It conquered and killed them, and their bodies laid in the streets of Jerusalem. For 3.5 days, men from all peoples and tribes and languages and nations gazed upon their bodies and did not allow them to be buried. The inhabitants of earth held celebrations and sent one another gifts because these two prophets had brought such misery to the inhabitants of the earth. But after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood upright on their feet. This struck terror into the hearts of those who were watching them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying,
Come up here.
And they went up to heaven in a cloud, in full view of their enemies.
Let him who is wise understand these
Let
things.
Him who is wise understand these things.
These things that the day of the Lord
these
shall
These things
bring.
That the day of the Lord shall bring.